Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, absolutely. We're giving Fletchy a bit of a sleep in. He'll be in a bit later on Brian Fletcher. But joining us today for Drive with Joel and Fletch, the great Spud Carroll. G'day, Spuddy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joel. Good to be here again, mate.
Mate, great to be here and to have you here. Now, I know it's been a very, very tough week. 24 hours now, we've learned the news of the great Tommy Raudonikis having passed away. What do you make of all of this and the support that he's had? It's just been a huge impact Tommy had on the community, didn't he?
Yeah, it certainly has. I got a text of one of my clients first thing in the morning, and I went numb. Sat there and I had to tell one of my clients, just give me 5 minutes just to sort of recoup. And you know, I just thought of all the good times when as a kid, I was a Parramatta junior, and I used to love how he used to take on Ray Price and he'd take on Terry Randall. He didn't care who you were, he'd take him on. He was a halfback.
Yeah.
And then I was fortunate enough to play Origin in 97. He was my coach. Hilarious. Like the first, we get in the camp, and the first 3 days, we didn't train. We just drank.
Yeah.
We just got together. But that's where the call catalogue came in the first meeting. He hated the Queenslanders, and he spoke about this catalogue, and game three it occurred. I just took it upon myself. I want to be the catalogue, and mate, it's just sad. It is, but the crazy thing about life is that one of my things after I finished playing rugby league, I used to ring him up every State of Origin day, and I'd be on the ring, and he'd go with his little croaky voice, "Hello," and I'd go, "Cattle dog."
Yeah,
he goes,
"Yeah.
I love you, Spud," and that's how it was. That's Tom Raudonikis. He's a character of the game. We haven't got many of these days, and he's going to be very well missed. But just think of the good times of Tom Raudonikis.
Oh, if you could mic up everyone at the wake, it would the stories that would be told about Tommy Raudonikis. It could go on for days, couldn't it? Just a beautiful man. Royce Masters. Now, I was asked by some mates, they said, how do you sort of sum up Tommy? And I didn't really know how to best sum him up other than just he's just a champion bloke who never said a bad word about anyone who he didn't like the tall poppies, that sort of type. But Roy Masters said that, and he spoke with Jimmy Smith today, and he spoke about the fact that he had an inability to lie, Tommy. And I thought when he said that, he just spoke with brutal honesty all the time, didn't he, Tom? Never saw him lie. He was so direct, so sincere about everything.
Yeah, and didn't he have a story? He had that many different stories. Like I said, the first 3 days in camp, we were in there for 10 days. Three of them was just sitting around having a chat to Tommy and wanting to play for Tommy. You can see why teams, when he was in the West Suburbs side, they wanted to play for Tommy hard, And then you talk about Langmack. Paul Langmack played for him when he was coaching there at West. Just wanted to play amazing footy for him. But he tells this story and, it goes back. You see all the footage of when they're doing the slapping each other in the dressing room, and two blokes actually fire up. He was a taxi driver once up in Ipswich, and he was telling me the story that these two blokes hopped in, and as he's dropped him off, he said, "Hey, you're that Tom Raudonikis bloke, aren't you?" He goes, "Yeah, boys." He goes, "Yeah, my dad talks about you." He said, "Yeah, you've got this routine. You slap. Can you give me a bit of a slap?" He goes, "Oh, I can't do that." He goes, "Come on, Tommy, give me a slap." So he gave him a little bit of a tap tap, and he goes, "No, come on, Tommy." And he just battered him.
Did he?
And guess what?
What?
He reckons he got a $100 tip. He said, "Spud, I got $100 tip," and drove off.
Did he?
That's Tom Raudonikis. He's going to be, as I said, well missed, but geez, we're going to hear some fantastic stories.
Oh, the stories. The stories would go on and on and on. But some news coming out as well, just to digress for a little bit here. The sheriff has come out over there in the LA County saying that excess speed has caused a Tiger Woods car crash. 140 Ks in a 70K zone.
Wow. There was no other addition of alcohol. I think it's just, mate, you're on 140K on a road you don't know, and you turn the corner, you're going to go flying.
But
what's the latest on, I don't know what the latest on Tiger Woods, especially with Augusta happening at the moment. He's going to be sorely missed there too, isn't he? Like, he shattered his leg. Hopefully he can make a comeback. He's made a comeback from everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. He has. He was driving at an unsafe speed, nearly double the 70 kilometres when he crashed in California in February. So that's February now. Los Angeles County Sheriff has revealed. And now Woods' SUV was travelling 140 k's before it flew off the road and flipped several times during the accident in Ranchos Palos Verdes, leaving the 15-time major champion with a shattered right leg. So we're going to be speaking with Paul Gow a little bit later on as well. We'll get an update on both on how Tiger Woods is faring as well as the Masters, which is about to start overnight. So looking forward to that as well. Just getting back to Tommy as well, just a beautiful man. We had John Scandalis on yesterday. Paul Langmack, who you mentioned. Yeah. You can catch up on that on the podcast as well. And many, many text messages from the listeners, 0457 736 736 as well. And if...
I just think they talk about his toughness, and now you used to see the coverage and he rolls his sleeves up and he's got the mullet. But in the modern day, I don't see any player like that, a real tough halfback. The closest I've seen, and he's the toughest bloke I've ever played rugby league for, that was with Jeff Tuvey. Mm. He was identical to Tommy. He'd put his body on the line. He'd get in there and do the tackles before. He used to get me in trouble at Manly. Bozo would say, "Well, you get into your defence." I said, "Bozo, I can't get in there. Tuves, get out of my way." He'd just put his body on the line. You can't say there's not many halfbacks who've got cauliflower ears, and that's Jeff Tuvey.
That's right.
He just put his head in the wrong way, but he put his body on the line. But that's how Tommy was. But, you know, for any young kid coming through, want to play rugby league and have an idol, there's no one at the moment who I see that stands up as a halfback to be like that.
I'd love, now that you say that, there is no Tommy Radonikis in our competition as far as playing the way he used to play. But I'd love for our listeners to choose a team, Spud, of who most reflects Tommy Radonikis. What player in what position? If we're picking a team, who's the fullback who most represents the Tommy Radonikis qualities? Who's a halfback? Who's the 5'8"? Who's the dummy half? Let us know on the text line, 0457 736 736. Better say good day to the boys as well. How are you, Gibbo?
I asked Gibbo, because I think this Fletch say that was you falling down the stairs. I said,
did you
okay?
That?
Yeah, it was outstanding. What a great fall. He said, no, it was his brother. So you guys identical, are you? Got the same hair.
Yeah, it was my twin brother.
Twin brother, he says, yeah. Speaking of which, who's your brother, your work brother? Four Pines Brewing Company. It takes real characters to produce a good drive show, and the producer of this good drive show is the great Brooksy. G'day, Brooks.
G'day, gents. Spud.
Welcome. Oh, welcome to the show, mate. Welcome.
How'd you enjoy the live reads today?
Well, I think the last one was a dead set G up. I'm still, there's a couple of words.
What were some of the words?
I can't even pronounce them. I'm a pretty basic human, but then the creator of it, Tim, he came in laughing at me. He's hiding under the desk. I was about to go over the top and give him the old
have
one
we still,
too.
Have we still got it?
Don't bring it out, but it was a tongue twister from hell. Please give Fletcher a go, please.
I will.
But I don't think it's built for any forwards. You did it very well, nice and clear. But you know, you guys make it look so easy. When you hear them at home and in the car driving, and you give me a crack of that, and they made one today. Wow.
So just that we do these reads for the sponsors, which is fantastic. And I haven't laughed as loud as I did. It was very, very good, Spud. If you can find the read you're given, which Timmy does all the copywriting, I'd love for you to have another crack at reading it live.
What,
on
live?
Air. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What about the swear words I threw in all the
time? Oh, it was fantastic. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Speaking about beautiful, when the cattle dog was called out, and I remember an interview which Tommy had with Yvonne Sampson, and he spoke about Spud Carroll got involved, and there's this big melee, this big fight that breaks out. Mm. And Tommy said it was just beautiful. Like, only Tommy Radonikis could explain a fight as just beautiful.
Yeah, well, I forgot Yvonne did that interview, and I actually went on NRL 360 last night. It was in the wall, and I started watching, and I'm a teary guy. I started, I wasn't belting him out, but I had a few tears in my eyes and just brought back fond memories that when he talked about what the catalogue meant for him. And it's our first meeting. He looked around to Liz Steed, who was our physio, and he said, "Excuse me, Liz," and he let off a few expletives about how much he hates the Queenslanders. And he goes, "When I call catalogue, it's on." And I remember Joey Johns, he goes, "What do you mean?" He said, "I mean fight."
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, you just can't do that, Tommy." He goes, "That's our call." I mean, he just moved on. We won the first game. We won the second game. Come to the third game, I'm thinking to myself, "Mate, this place is going to call the catalogue, and I want to do it. I'm going to take this catalogue on." And the way the game progressed on, Joel, I remember a bit of a turning point. They were a bit of a head, and I took the ball up from a tap kick. Clinton O'Brien came flying in from the side. He was with Gold Coast Crushers, and I hit him by the shoulder, and he laid on the ground. If you look at the vision, it went sideways to our back line. Thank God they dropped the ball, because the worms were coming out of the grass. I was like sucking the big ones in. And the trainer, who was one of his mates, Mark, yells out, "Catalogue!"
Oh, no.
So I then got the scrum, and I said to the chief, "You go strike side, I'm going to do the catalogue. Joey, hang loose. Hold me around the bum here. Don't hold my shoulder." He goes, "What?" I said, "I've got the catalogue."
Yeah.
And the poor bugger who come on was that Craig Smith from St. George, Illawarra. He just come on, binded on. Mate, I just went, crack. First first straight right I've ever landed. Unfortunately, he was on the ground doing the Colford taking. Is that the word? That's another word I can't say. He was just shaking on the ground. And then you see the image of Joey Johns getting zippered by Goddard. But the crazy thing out there to our listeners, after the game, Tommy got me in a headlock and he was a very heavy smoker. He had the breath of dead set 40 Alsatians and he's going, Spud, I love you. You did the cattle dog. I said, mate, you're going to get me suspended. Anyway, I got off. But the next time I played that Craig Smith, he chased me around the field, dead set trying to knock my head off. And I grabbed him to the side and said, mate, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, you're the cattle dog. And it went from there.
Wow.
Mate, fond memories, mate. He's made money out of me too. I remember I used to stir Tom out all the time. You're making money now.
Shirts,
hats. Yeah. He goes, oh, come on, Spud, I'm a battler.
Hey, Macca from Melbourne, he's texted and said, Cam Munster would make the team that resembles or reflects the attitude and tenacity that Tommy Terrific would show. You agree with that, Cam Munster, the six jumper?
How good is he? Yeah. He's just a scallywag. I think Brandon Smith's another one
Brandon
you put in
Smith,
there.
We'll put him in as well.
I call him the demolition man. I know he calls himself the hectic cheese, but I think he's the demolition man. He just destroys anyone in front of him.
So have your say. So Spud's got Brandon Smith at dummy half, Cam Munster the six. Who else reflects the Tommy Terrific attitude and way he plays? Big show coming up too, Spud. We've got Dragons assistant coach Matty Elliott. They're doing wonderful things at the Dragons. We've got, they're playing the Eels on Sunday. That's a massive game. We've got the call here on SEM. We look forward to that. Paul Gow to preview the Masters, talk a bit of Tiger Woods as well. Matty Johns from Morning Glory. He's on tomorrow from 9 to 12. Looking forward to speak with Matty. Former Bronco and Warrior Denon Kemp is going to join the program. Nick Davis to talk all things AFL. We'll get around round four for the Sharon and Shawnee Omron for Sportsbet for some odds on tonight's games. Looking forward to that. This is the Tradies Hour. Thanks to Trojan. Tools built tough only at Bunnings Warehouse. Plenty more to come, so stay with us right here. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. And today, Spud Carroll.